to Managing AML. I'm Dr. Jay Patel. Today I'd like to discuss 2018 updates to the NCCN clinical practice guidelines that are related to molecular testing and evaluation of AML. Now, traditionally, there were a limited number of gene testing that was required in a diagnostic workup of AML. And these included NPM1, FLT3, and CBPA. The updated NCCN guidelines include recommended molecular testing for additional genes, including KIT, IDH1, IDH2, and DNMT3A. Due to the nature of commercially available gene panels and the rapidly evolving nature of this area, a comprehensive gene panel should be considered. This type of testing would include all of the aforementioned genes as well as numerous others which may inform diagnosis or prognosis. The goal of molecular testing in AML is to evaluate for potential targetable mutations as well as prognostic data which may support a decision in terms of consolidation therapy, whether that includes consolidation chemotherapy or allogeneic stem cell transplantation.